Saga Egmont presents Dear Zoe Ukona, A Journey Through Infertility and Adoption by Pelle Vinigo. Translated by Max Minden Ribeiro and read by Keith Higginbotham. Foreword. February 2020. Dear reader, this book will give you an uncensored look into hardship, the hardship some people have to endure to fulfill one of the most fundamental dreams, to become parents, and to experience the unconditional love that comes with that. You'll be taken on an emotional journey with Caroline and Pella as they fight their way along the long and extremely bumpy road to reach their goal. It can be an overwhelming read, but luckily, there is also room for smiles and even laughter, and as the cover reveals, there is a very, very happy ending. You don't have to be in the middle of fertility treatments or in an adoption process yourself to get something out of this book. Because, on top of being a book about battling childlessness, it is a story of hope, a story of love, a story of fighting for happiness, and a story about keeping a strong will and never giving up. It is a story about the meaning of life. The book has given me a greater understanding and respect for this little family I have come to know in my years as the South African ambassador to Denmark. Pella, Caroline and their blessing of a daughter, Ukona, have steadily attended the days held by the embassy for Danish families who have adopted from South Africa. In this way, they have shown great respect for the heritage of their little daughter, and it touches my heart that they hold on to that. I love the picture connected to this book, in which the little family stands under the statue of my father, Nelson Mandela, in front of the Union Buildings in Pretoria. My father talked about a rainbow nation. This is a true rainbow family, bound by love. It is a love that reaches beyond race, place of birth, and culture. A love that, if more common, would make the world a much better place. Zinzi Mandela, daughter of Winnie and Nelson Mandela, and South African ambassador to Denmark 2015 to 2019. Preface. Dear Zoe Ukona, we're writing this book for you so one day, when you've grown up, you can read about how you came into the world, our world, and became our beloved daughter. I write we, as although it's me, your dad Pella, sitting at the keyboard, this is a story about your dad and mum's shared journey towards that happy day, the 12th of September 2016, when we held you in our arms for the first time in our temporary home in Pretoria, South Africa. Dad is writing, but as I go, I'm reviewing everything with and getting feedback from your mum. That way, you'll get both our perspectives on this journey and the years-long birth. The reason we're writing this in a book and letting others read along is that, sadly, there are many, many others who have been, are, or will be in the same situation your dad and mum were in before you arrived. That is, although the bee had found the flower, not much more was happening. The stalk never came. And when you know your happiness lies in being a parent, you have to find other ways. We believe, and we hope, our thoughts and experiences can help others wishing with all their hearts for a child, but who, like us, are being challenged by biology. Sadly, in our experience, so much about childlessness, fertility treatment, and adoption is taboo. We've missed seeing our situation reflected in literature and in other people's stories. And conversely, we've been delighted at those times we succeeded in finding people who have gone through the same experiences. With them, we've been able to share sorrows and joys in a completely different way than with people who haven't been in the same position. It's our hope this book will be able to do the same for others, or at the very least, that it will work as an icebreaker and a conversation starter.